you got mine, you take that for me. Disappointing loss. Went into a game we knew it was going to be a four-quarter game, going to be a tight ball game and a physical game. I thought in stretches in the game, I thought we answered and did some of those things. You know, in a game where you know it's going to be a four-quarter game, you're going to play the whole game, and you know, everything we talk about, everything we work on, everything we coach to you know during the weeks, and then you get to really the end of the third, and there's you know a couple minutes to go in the third quarter, four, you know, right at the beginning of the fourth, you know, you go up, you go up a score, and then they turn around and go right down the field, and that was the disappointing part was the fourth quarter, and you know we got a lot of work to do, we got a long way to go with building this team the way that it can be built, the way that I know that it can be built, and the way that it is supposed to be done, right? So, we gave up 300 yards rushing, and I think 150 of them were in the fourth quarter alone. So, you know, that comes back to a lot of reasons, which, you know, we'll address those, you know, fully tomorrow throughout the entire day. You know, on the flip side, we have three turnovers, excuse me, three turnovers, two more fumbles that were on the ground that we ended up recovering, but nonetheless, the ball was on the ground. You know, in three of those three turnovers, one of them went for a touchdown. And then one of them's going in, you know, as we're driving to go right at the fringe of the red area. So, you know, situationally, you know, you not staying on the field when we need to be offensively, you know, getting a flow of the game where you know, we're consistently staying on the field, right, moving the chains. You can't play the game and go, you know, one really good drive and then, you know, have a three and out and go 5 yards. You can't do that, and you know, all of those things happen. So, like I said, we've got a lot of work to do. You know, a lot of things we can get better at. Myself, number one, you know, and we will go to work tomorrow to get these things fixed. But again, very disappointed in the way we consistently played in the football game, but you know, really in that fourth quarter is the you know, really disappointing part. So with that, open for any questions.
Okay. This seemed like another game in the fourth quarter. You're going to use the term like over or whatever. Defensively in particular, just not giving up long touchdowns in situations where it's fourth and short or whatever. Like, what can you attribute some of that to?
10 guys on the field, one.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, a couple times. Right. So when I said everyone has things we have to get better at, all right, that starts with me. Right. That starts with the coaching on the field. Right. That starts with substitutions and getting the right people on. But it also starts with players, right, going on the field and doing their job. All right. So when I say collectively all of us, it's collectively all of us, right, that have to look in the mirror and get these things fixed. So, you know, you can't play the game like that. You can't play the game when you're playing a team that you have to, you know, be in substitution type situations, and you work through those guys have to be on hand. All right, we have to be alert as coaches and be ready to get those things done, you know, because if you're not aligned, you're not set, you're not ready to go, right, you're not in the right position before the play starts, it's hard to be able to stop those plays.
Earlier in the week you talked about how physical BC was on up front on both sides of the line. Do you feel like ultimately that's where the game was won today?
Yeah, in the game of football, it more times than not is. And this is a tough physical game. In the lines of scrimmage where it starts, and look, it can be you don't have to run the ball 70 times to be a tough physical team at the line of scrimmage. And that's they were able to come out. We knew they were physical. But when you're able to run the ball in the fourth quarter like they did, you know, that's where we've got a long ways to be able to go. And both sides, I'm not saying one-sided there, you know, both sides be able to consistently run the ball and be able to stop the run. And but it also goes with pass protection. It comes with covering kicks. It comes with, you know, blocking on special teams. It comes with all those things.
Right here, Patrick.
Thanks.
Coach Key, do you know yet what happened on the missed PAT? And specifically, do you think it's a coincidence that was the last point he didn't score? It's a psychological thing.
No, I don't think so. I do know what happened, but we'll get it corrected in house.
Awesome.
Three interceptions for Haynes King. What can you say just about his overall performance and what you kind of see? Was he maybe forcing it a little too much in certain situations? Or?
Well, I mean, interceptions aren't always on the quarterback. Ultimately, that's what that position is. That's a position of praise and blame. And, you know, guys that play that position know that. They're wired the right way. When they are wired the right way, they understand those things. And, you know, there's, you know, adjustments within routes. There's, you know, you're trying to put a ball on the money on a back shoulder and, you know, the other guy squeezed in and, you know, outfought our guy or outpositioned our guy, however you want to look at it. I don't put that all on Haynes by any means. He did a lot with his legs today. Really was able to open things up with his legs. Made some good decisions, some good checks to lead to some points. Everyone's going to look at themselves and be critical when they play that position. But at the same time, you know, everyone around has to, you know, step up and continue to do their job as well.
Coach, Dante Smith had the one carry. He went 11 yards, and then he didn't have another carry in the game. Is he healthy, or is there a reason that he didn't get another carry for the rest of the game?
Yeah, well, that was later in the game, right? I think it was next to last drive of the game. He had a carry. He's healthy.
Going back to last year, your teams have done really well when they're perceived to be the underdog, especially like by multiple touchdowns. But when you've come to be in the favorite like today, the results have been a lot different. Is there anything you can put your finger on that would cause the difference in that?
No, I mean, I wish there was. We did things this week to really, it's not the underdog favorite. I mean, that's not something we look at by any means at all. It's more the way you play versus your varying opponents, and there's a standard of consistency that we have to get to. We talk about playing to a standard and showing the standard, but there's no way that's become who we are, and it's so many things. It's the way you play within the plays, but it's also the things that happen between the plays and after the series when you come to the sideline, all those things, go into that, to the mindset and the way you have to be in winning. But no, I don't, there's nothing I can put my finger on and say certain games this or certain games that. We've got to continue to search and find out how to become consistent in all games and all quarters of the game.
You mentioned some guys going maybe not running the right option routes, but obviously no Eric Singleton today, and I think Chase maybe played a snap. How much of an impact does that have, and kind of what's Eric's situation?
Yeah, Eric's been sick. Nothing injury-wise with him. He's been sick. We're hoping he'll be better, back ready to go today, but he wasn't. So, hopefully they'll be getting back for the next game. Chase, he practiced all week and, he looks good and, then comes into the game. Again, I don't know the rep counts as of now of everybody that was in there. So, they're two really good football players that help open things up and they're playmakers.
Anything else for Coach? Go ahead if you want to wrap this up.
I imagine I know you're frustrated. I know you're well enough to understand that. But just kind of what's the message now? Is he having to kind of call players at home after showing so much promise in some other games on the road?
Yeah, it's like I say all the time. It's come in tomorrow, address the problems, address the issues, correct those things. Stay true to what we're doing, the process of what we're doing, make adjustments where needed, find answers to things that need answered, come in and put the work in and have the guys in that position where, no different than after a win where you can't get too high in situations. it's the same thing. Because, look, when I stand up here, I stand up in front of the team. I mean, these guys right here, they're all looking at me. Right? They're looking at what I say, how I react, how I do. Right? That's the job as a head football coach. That's the job of someone to lead others. And we got to find the guys that want to lead along with it. All right? You know, we've got a good crew of those guys. But, you know, a team can be eroded very, very quickly from a few as opposed to a lot. So that's the thing we've got to look into and make sure that we've got a consistent group of guys that are coming to work and all in for the right reasons. And that's no different than we do every single week.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thanks, guys. Go Jackets.
Yeah.